authorize us to come back into session. We're on item number 5, presentations from the public. I'll read this. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend the time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within jurisdiction of the board.
And we technically have one more item on number 4.
Oh, we do. I'm sorry.
Yes, number 2, which is the granting.
Okay. So that'll be your prelude. Item number 2 is to, for 4-2, is to grant county officials permission to leave the state. Wishes of the board?
Second.
Motion second.
Okay. Supervisor Cobsett.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you. Now we can go on
now
to the public.
Now, skipping forward to the presentations from the public.
Thank you.
I see one blue card here. Is that Dr. Clark?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Sarah Collard, Health and Human Services, and I'm here to report out on the warming shelter that Health and Human Services was asked to open over the holiday weekend. So we were contacted on Thursday and asked to open a warming shelter given the conditions and the storm that was anticipated to come in. And I will say, when we were asked, I shared with Ms. Davis that I was very skeptical going into the holiday weekend without a site and without staffing, that we would be able to pull everything together in time to meet the needs of the community. But within 2 hours, we had all of the staffing positions filled. We had identified a site, and on Friday afternoon at 5, we were able to open the shelter, which we had opened Friday at 5 and closed on Monday morning at 7 in order to conduct our regular business. So, as with anything like this, this was the first time we were responsible for providing a warming shelter, and it really took the community. So I wanted to thank our staff first and foremost. They are amazing. Susan Cervelli is an amazing shelter manager and operator, and we had 18 staff that volunteered that first day to cover all of the shifts, and they spent 207 hours over the weekend manning that shelter. I also would like to thank Supervisor Ogren for her advocacy on the part of her constituents, and Ms. Davis for her attention to the safety of our staff. She was instrumental in helping us create a safe situation for the county, for the people accessing this shelter, as well as for our staff. In addition, YPD and YPD was available, along with the Family Resource Center and the community churches, who provided food for those accessing the shelter. So over the weekend, we had 20 people who accessed the shelter. And I also wanted to share with the board and with the community that in the month of December, Health and Human Services provided housing for 249 additional individuals, 131 of whom were children and 3 of whom were pregnant women. So we have, over the last 3 years, really expanded our housing programs, and that is an ongoing service we're providing to the community. So that is, at this point, a typical month for us. We have around 200-250 people in housing at any given time. And we provide case management and other supportive services to work to get those people either into subsidized housing that's existing in the community or into market-based housing. So
I didn't mean to cut you off, did you?
No, that's all I had to say. I don't know unless there's anything you'd like to add, Trish.
I'll just add that of the individuals that we serve, we currently are operating 10 different funding streams or 10 different programs within social services to be able to provide the services to those individuals.
And 2 within behavioral health that provide services or housing services at this point. Questions?
One, along with the shelter, I think we housed 40 in motel rooms, is that correct?
Well, we had, that 40 is included in the 249 that we housed during the month of December. So anyone, you know, that's the total number. At any one time we have, you know, I don't know, 40 to 50 people in housing.
Okay. Thank you.
I can't thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
It's our pleasure.
We were really hard to make that happen in a super short amount of time. And the few times that I stopped into the shelter over the weekend, it was peaceful and lovely, and everybody that we served were so grateful and respectful, and your employees were lovely, and some of them I knew, so it was very fun to just go in and have a chat and know that they will give up their lives to serve our community.
Yeah, they're amazing. They do.
They're fantastic people. And you can tell that it was absolutely necessary and very well received, and I really, really appreciate it and need it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No more blue cards here from the audience for public comment. Do we have any public comment for those that are joining us on Zoom? Please raise your hand. I see a hand for Nick Jocelyn.
Nick Jocelyn, it's your turn to speak.
Hello, I'm Nick Jocelyn from Mount Shasta, California. I just wanted to say I'm on the board of Friends of the Mount Shasta Alpine Center, and I'd just like to thank the county for doing a good job keeping the roads open to Everett Memorial and Castle Lake over the holiday. I know there was a moment where some of the skiing and recreation community was a little worried about access to the upper elevation. And the county did a great job, so I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jocelyn.
Can I just respond real quick?
Absolutely.
Because, as you can imagine, with the snow that we've received, which is really a blessing, because I think the positives are going to outweigh the negatives there, they did close the road. It was like almost immediate. I got inundated with calls and emails about, you know, do you know how important it is? I think there isn't anyone in this county that doesn't know how important that road is to stay open. One of the issues that we have is the aging equipment that keeps breaking down. So working behind the scenes, when I was having a discussion with people, they're willing to pony up. So they're willing to contribute. So, you know, I can talk to Tom Dini, our department head there. So, you know, let's think about how we can improve for next year. I don't think we magically appear with a new rotary snowplow, but we've got some back channel conversations going on with Caltrans. What do they do with their surplus equipment, that kind of thing. So hopefully we'll move forward with it, because we have to keep that road open for the betterment of the county.
No, it is important for South County.
Well, for the county as a whole.
Yeah, it is. Right. It is.
Through the chair, I think this was a wise move on closing it, particularly because besides what Supervisor Valenzuela's our equipment, the problem that our department has had is that a lot of people go up there unchained, get off the road or on the road, can't go anywhere in it. And it delays plowing, and it costs the county more money. So I think that was a good move that they did this year. So thank you.
It was absolutely the correct move to shut that down.
Yep.
Any other public comment from those on Zoom? Please raise your hand.
Showing none online.
Okay, showing none. We'll do item, do the consent agenda. No wishes of the board for consent agenda?
I'd like to pull item G.
Item G, pull.
If there's nothing else, move to approve the balance of the consent agenda minus G.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Okay. Supervisor Cobbs.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
Supervisor Ogren for item G.
Sheriff, please.
If you wanted to formally request my presence at the podium.
I'm curious about the Community College District and our contract, in that the contract for the director of the
your program was initiated July 1st of 2021. It's supposed to expire June of 2022, and it's just now being brought to us for signature. And there's $120,000 of funding there that's already being utilized, and it's now 6 months into this contract. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
I certainly can. And great question, too, and I appreciate that. Well, Happy New Year, and congratulations, Chair Chris, on your new position. So just real quick, historically, the College of the Siskiyous and the Sheriff's Office have had a contract for agreement of services since probably, I think, 2008. And essentially, we provide personnel, and the college pays for the salary and benefits of the position. Early on in 2001, we began, I and my staff began discussions with the college about changing some of the language in the actual contract. It hadn't been really looked at other than the dollar amount, but some of the language needed to be changed. So we started discussions early on. There was a change in leadership at the college, and essentially a back and forth between the college and the sheriff's office, us. There was some additional funds that became available through a grant that we wanted incorporated into this contract, and it's not in there now, which I'll kind of get to what happened. So in June, we submitted it through our county process, through a legal review, and then also to the auditor's office. The current contract you see now is pretty much good to go then. However, when the funds became available, we were trying to add essentially, I think it was $25,000 additionally into this contract. And so then we, instead of me bringing it forward, then we tried to get it approved through the college, I want to say their lawyers, the language and whatnot, to bring it and get approved. So the reason for the delay is in the hopes of adding that. So after back and forth for 6 months, which is late, and I do apologize for that, we just presenting the original from June instead of adding that, and it'll come later in like a second, I guess you'd say, agreement with $25,000. So things are slow, I'll say that, with getting contracts approved, not just with the county, but when you're dealing with another separate college. So we tried to start early, essentially had it approved in June. Then we tried to add additional funds, which messed up the process. The funds, though, I will say the $120,000, we had already budgeted for it, so it's with the discussion with the college, it was assumed that the position was going to be approved. The $120,000 was for sure. The hopes was just getting the additional $25,000 added into this contract. So you'll probably see that soon in the future. But it isn't a new contract. Not saying that we shouldn't have had it in earlier. It's just kind of what happened. Not the best. But.
Do you expect that moving forward you'll have a 2 or 3 year contract versus trying to negotiate a new contract every year so this doesn't continue to happen?
Yeah, we used to have a 3 year. I think we had a 2 and 3 year. And with the change in college leadership and the change in the county leadership, primarily me, there was only an agreed upon 1 year. Hopefully we have something more. I'd love to see that 3 year. I think the college would too. It was just a financial issue, I guess, at that time. So this should not be the norm, if that helps. So again, my apologies for the labor.
Okay, and one other question. Do you think you're going to start negotiating for the next contract, which is up already in 6 months earlier, so that the next one will be on time?
Yes, and it's kind of a year-round thing. I've already had conversations with the vice president. We regarding the future of this, because it does creep up on us, but we've already had those discussions this fall about how we can change it in the future. So it's always on our minds. It's just a little slower than I'd like.
Assistant Supervisor Ogre?
I'm good.
Okay. Motion to approve, or you make the
I'll make that motion to
second.
Approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Okay, Supervisor Cobbsett?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
I'm used to voting no and yes first, Wendy. So
I know. I'm used to calling on you first.
Yeah. Item 7A, Health and Human Services, COVID-19 update.
We have Brenda Harris online.
All right.
Good morning, everybody. Right, so our COVID update. First, I would like to share that the new satellite clinic at our 1275 Main Street has had a great response from the community. Residents have been very pleased at the ease of access for testing and vaccines. Our staff and extra health nurses have shown great teamwork and flexibility in getting the clinic up and running, making changes as needed, and looking out for each other. We are very proud of everyone involved and thankful to be part of such a positive and capable team. So for the month of December, Public Health, we have administered 568 COVID tests. In Siskiyou County, we've had 182 new COVID cases, 6 COVID deaths, and 15 hospitalizations. Also for the month of December, Public Health has administered 446 COVID vaccinations, and a total of 3,605 COVID vaccinations were administered countywide from our other providers. Overall, there are 20,851 people fully vaccinated in Siskiyou County and 3,139 partially vaccinated. We also have 1,033 people under the age of 18 that have been fully vaccinated. And that makes 49% of our eligible population has been vaccinated. We have added extended hours for our satellite clinic on Thursdays for the next few weeks. And last Thursday was our first Thursday clinic that had the extended hours, and we provided 10 COVID vaccinations and 18 COVID tests during those hours. And we're expecting those numbers to increase over the next few weeks. And we are in the planning stages with the local schools to offer vaccinations at these sites. And then just of note, yesterday we did 78 COVID tests in our 4-hour period that we were open at our satellite clinic. And that is the end of my report. Are there any questions?
No, it's just that I appreciate the extended hours. I think we have to think outside the box moving forward because, you know, I personally think that the vaccination rate is unacceptable in Siskiyou County when you compare us to the other counties. It kind of falls into my thesis of trying to get off the 56 counties synopsis and get more towards the mean, if you will. So I appreciate the extra effort to go above and beyond. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other board members? I have just one question. For the treatments that one can receive if they do have COVID, are they spread throughout the county to where the different clinics can provide that treatment?
So the monoclonal antibody treatment, is that what you're talking about?
I can never say the name, so thank you. That's it.
Yes. Yeah, so that is still being offered at Fairchild Medical Center. They have a team of state staff there that are offering that, and that has been extended through the month of February. So that is available at Fairchild.
Is it available in the clinics? I'm thinking like the Crooks and Happy Camp Two Lake or View Valley Clinic?
No, it's only available at the hospital. And it is available to anybody who who is interested in having that. They can right. just show up there.
All right. And then for East County, I would think they could maybe go to Sky Lakes and Klamath.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Thank you. No other questions from the board. Thank you for the update.
Welcome. welcome. Have a great day.
Through the chair.
Absolutely.
On this next item, which is 7B, natural resources, with regard to Supervisor Halpert not being present today, I think we need to continue this to the next meeting so that he can weigh in on this as well. I think it's important that the full board weigh in on this.
All right, that makes sense.
So we'll continue to the 18th?
I think we'll continue.
Thank you.
Works. I don't see Nielsen nodding your head, no, so I think we're in good shape.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Item, we'll recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as the Flood Control Water Conservation District. Any public for Flood and Water Control District? Seeing none, consent agenda, wishes of the board, move to approve. All second.
Through the chair, we have one online.
Oh, you have one online. Oh, Mr. Jocelyn? Public comment. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Nick Jocelyn, Mount Shasta, California. I was going to comment on consent agenda too.
Okay, go ahead.
I just recently found the recommendation for the Montague Ditch Line project to be forwarded to DWR. And I don't think it's a great project. I think it confuses a lot of the issues that are going on in Shasta Valley. Groundwater recharge, lining ditches, you know, if you get into some of the nitty-gritty on many of these projects, where one project might be talking about their leaky ditches actually recharging the aquifer, this project aims to prevent leaky ditches from recharging the aquifer and claiming that's a net benefit, when in fact all it is going to do is pit groundwater users against surface water users. And so I'm troubled by this project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jocelyn. Back to the consent agenda. I understand, did you make a motion, Supervisor Thompson? Was there a second? I made the second, so I might as well go along with it.
There we go.
All right. Okay. Call for a vote.
Director Kopsev?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Okay.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
Item 8C, Flood Control Water Conservation District discussion and possible direction regarding proposed kayak and paddleboard rental business located at Lake Siskiyou. I believe yep. Mr. Ledbetter is on. Mr. Ledbetter? We moved kind of fast so I could see that being skipped there. I think he's on now.
Hi, this is Jason.
Hello, Mr. Ledbetter. Presentation regarding the kayak.
Yeah, thank you. This is Jason Ledbetter, Director of General Services. Over the past, I'd say 6 months, I've been approached by an individual that is interested in running a kayak business down around Lake Siskiyou on the flood control property. After investigating this option for this individual, it has come up with County Council that we don't truly have a mechanism to offer this service without basically adding more property to surplus to get into a concessionaire lease. And so I am here requesting today, first and foremost, is there interest from the board to offer kayak rental services around Lake Siskiyou? And if so, my suggestion is, with County Council, that we investigate a licensing application where we charge a certain percentage to the concessionaire, and then we do not need to take any property into surplus.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ledbetter. Questions from the board or wishes from the board?
Through the chair. So, Council, can you expound upon the surplus thing? I'm kind of trying to figure it out.
I was not the one working on this in my office, so Jason, can you expand on that? I mean, it sounds like it was contemplated potentially selling the property. Is that what was potentially in, you had in mind? And now you're thinking still we want to lease it or license it as it were?
Yeah, that is correct. That was informed by county council that in order to do the current lease agreement, say, that we have with the concessionaire for the campground, that property becomes surplus in the eyes of the county or the flood control district in order to engage into a contract with that individual. And so under this instance, we do not suggest looking around the lake and determining that there is surplus property. We don't feel that there is surplus property around Lake Siskiyou, but we would like to entertain, or I would like to entertain, the idea of a kayak rental for this individual if the board pursues that approach. And in order to do so, we would investigate internally a licensing approach, which we would then bring back to this board for approval. We would look at other counties or other entities that had similar requests or things in place where we would have some type of a fee related, either a lump sum to run a business like this on our property with a license, or we would ask for a percentage of the revenue that this individual was making renting kayaks.
And I know there may have been an issue with our lease with Reynolds Resorts, which may play into it. So I guess what I would suggest is if the board is interested in pursuing this, we will come back with a proposal which works.
Supervisor Costa?
So to council, I guess, and thank you, Mr. Ledbetter, for the information, but I kind of think we've got the cart before the horse. My thoughts are that, one, there should be at least this board proposing interest, if there is, and then an RFP go out. But secondly on that, the lease that we have currently, I don't know if there's a net negative effect to that, or if we can even do that based on the concessionaire that we have currently. I don't want to get into a struggle here that's going to consume county resources for a seasonal project that I don't see it compensating the county for the work that's going to be put in, at least initially, to try and figure this out. We're not talking big dollars. The concessionaire we have currently between TOT and the lease is, you know, upwards of a couple $100,000 a year. So I'm reluctant at this point to say go forth and do good things, because I know that's going to pull on the strings of, you know, a couple of departments that they don't have resources for currently. So
I know that I thought Natalie Reed was on the line. Maybe she. I saw her hand up.
But Natalie?
Maybe you covered it.
Hi, this is Natalie Reed, Assistant County Counsel. For this project, staff was just looking to see if the board was interested in pursuing a kayak rental concessionaire. There's multiple ways to approach it. As with our other concessionaire, you can go through a leasing process, declare surplus land. Another option other jurisdictions use is just licensing their property for use, as opposed to actually conveying an interest in their property to another party. In regards to the rentals, they do have a provision in their lease about first right refusal. And so County Council Office would work with staff to develop a process for having a kayak questionnaire, RFP, or other process. And so at this juncture, staff was just looking to the board to see if there was any interest in staff pursuing the appropriate mechanism to have this come forward to the board in another way.
She's answered more of the question, I think, so thank you.
Okay.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yeah, I think, you know, I would like to pursue it further. I think it needs to be vetted. I think there are questions that need to be answered. You know, to me, it's, in my simplistic view, you know, leasing the property, just allowing someone access, I think you have to have some mechanism to justify why someone's operating a business. I mean, you know, there's opportunity for other types of businesses. What those are, I can't fathom it at the moment, but, you know, I think that we know that the lease with the rentals is going to be coming up for renewal at some point, so, you know, maybe this all ties in. I mean, we want to, you know, do what we can to promote this that area. I think it's, for the most part, it is being utilized, but, you know, maybe there's more utilization available that everyone wins out of this. I can envision a rental business that people come, hey, they pad off, and maybe they want to come back and go to the campground and stay for a weekend instead of just coming for a day or two type of thing. So I'm willing to pursue, you know, and I don't want to put a godly amount of time into it. I think there's validity to the fact that how much we're going to get out of it, so to speak. But I think in the overall picture, I think we should take the next step and vet it a little bit more. Thank you.
I agree.
Anything else? Yeah, I would be along those lines moving forward, but like Supervisor Valenzuela, I don't want to spend a godly amount of time on it. So, yeah, just as basic, you know, as simple as possible with respect to your time.
Yeah, and to Supervisor Kubsev's point, it sounds like we haven't spent a lot of time on it yet. We'll find out if there's interest from the board. And it looks like we've got everyone in agreement that we should look into it, but not...
I'm not in agreement to look into it. I think that you're going to consume staff time that we don't have. We can't get housing permits out timely. There's too many things that are bottleneck currently in the county system that... and then again, I think it's the cart before the horse. I think, yes, there should be a mechanism to be able to do it. I think Ms. Reed kind of said that it can happen. I'm just worried about consuming staff time into this to that will benefit little on the county side to repay those costs that it will take to look into it.
All right.
I stand corrected. So if you want to make a motion, you are free to do so or not.
I would move that we pursue vetting the project a little bit further with some recommendations from staff.
And I would second that with there being, you know, off ramps and stuff like that. This is going to monopolize time we pull back. I second that. Yeah, I second
it. Righty.
Now for a vote.
Okay. Supervisor or Director Kubsev?
Well, I support development of Lake Siskiyou as a county project. In this particular case, again, I'll say the cart's before the horse, so I'm voting no.
Okay. Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
I'll be aye. Okay. We'll adjourn the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. I see that the relevant folks walked in, so I'm going to jump forward so I can hold you guys. We're going to do public hearings, item number 11, public hearings. And we're going to do item 11A, Clark County Clerk. So, Ms. Wendy, I'm going to go through all the steps here, all right?
Okie dokie. And this is a continued public hearing. So.
Opening of the hearing by the chairman, reading order of presentation in the record.
Yeah, this is a continued public hearing for the second reading of a proposed ordinance to amend Title 2, Chapter 12, Section 2-12.101 of the County Code regarding county clerk fees.
Presentation of any correspondence?
No correspondence at the clerk's.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies? Proponents' arguments? Opponents' arguments? Any public comment?
Showing not online.
Rebuttal or there's no rebuttals? With this, Wendy, I'll go ahead and close the hearing.
Yeah, and just real quick, this was something that is necessary because the state is raising fees, so we just need to officially put it into our code. Changing the cost of a certified copy of a confidential license to $17 from the current $15.
All right. A discussion by any board members? Entertain a motion from the board?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Okay. Supervisor Kubsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
We'll now do item 11B, community development planning for the Calic tentative parcel map. We'll open the hearing. And then we'll reading. Hello, sir.
I'm Calic.
Hello, Mr. Calic. Hello. Here. And then we'll read the order of presentation and directive.
Yes, this is a public hearing, and this is for a the Calic tentative parcel map, number TPM-15-05, and this is for a resolution, so there will not be a first reading and a second reading.
Correct.
Just open the hearing.
Okay. I'll just presentation staff report, Mr.
Rachel Jarrett, Senior Planner. This is a tentative parcel map that proposes to split a single 113-acre parcel into two parcels of 56 and 57 acres. While the approval authority for this type of project is typically the Planning Commission, this particular property is zoned for timberland production, which requires Board of Supervisor approval for a division of property into less than 160 acres. This project was originally heard and recommended for approval by the Planning Commission on April 20th of 2016. There was a delay in this project being presented to the board due to a change of ownership. However, the current property owner, Mr. Scott Morgan, has taken the necessary steps to continue this project so it could be brought to the board for review. This project site is located on Horse Creek Road, approximately 2.5 miles north of Highway 3096, and staff recommends that this project be found consistent with the general plan and county lot line design standards. Staff recommends that the board determine this project categorically exempt from CEQA and conditionally approve the tentative parcel map. Thank you.
Presentation of any correspondence?
The only correspondence at the clerk's level was a returned one of our notification letters that was returned unable to be delivered.
All right.
And then there was the email I got copied from Rachel, but I didn't get a response back. I think you had written to, what was the gentleman's name? That,
I don't think I saw that, I'm sorry.
Let me find it here, I want to make sure.
They're sitting here, it's amazing to watch how much money he has to keep going through one of these board meetings.
Well, darn it. No, maybe that's... Sorry, it's Tyhurst.
Okay.
Sorry. That's the only thing I received was research.
Okay. No problem.
Yes, again, first meeting of the year. Nope, we're good.
Presentation of reports or arguments or evidence by other county departments or public agencies. Proponents' arguments or evidence? I can bring it.
I just would like to get the same. Yeah, that would be good. I mean,
maybe you just say your name for the record, sir.
Oh, my name's Dave Calic, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Dave Calic.
Your name?
Yeah. David Calic.
David, thank you.
And my brother Scott Morgan.
Okay.
You have a brother. Yeah, I'd just like to get it wrapped up.
All right.
It's been a long process, you know.
All right.
So, but thank you.
Absolutely, sir. Any opponents' arguments? Public comments?
Sure, none online.
None online. Will be no rebuttals. Since this is a resolution, I'll go ahead and close the hearing.
Correct.
And discussion by members, or after that, entertainment of a motion.
Move to approve.
Move to approve.
If I could request on the recommended motion, it's on page 2 of the staff report because the one that's on the agenda worksheet does not include the adopting the resolution.
All right.
That was Kovsef, and who was the second? I'm sorry.
Mr. Valenzuela.
Valenzuela, thank you.
I believe the motion and the second concur with your statement there, Mr. Valenzuela.
Thank you. Okay. Supervisor Kovsef.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.